This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Eleanor. We were discussing the use of coffee grounds in some different areas, such as hydrangea, blueberry, hollies, those types of things. Now, the coffee grounds being used is a great use just to add the organic material. One of the things that I wanted to mention that I did not get to mention before we went to break was, so if you're looking to lower the pH with coffee grounds, they actually state that unwashed or unused coffee grounds is what you would need to use, because coffee grounds at that point are acidic. But once they've been washed and used, what will end up happening is they are more neutral. So if you're looking to use it for that purpose, it's not what you're looking for, but if you use them prior, that's what it's used for. But I think it would be cheaper to use like a soil acidifier at that point if that's what you were trying to do. But I like the idea of using something along those lines for a compost, reusing it versus just throwing it away. Reusing product is definitely a benefit. It's not going to harm the plants by any means. It's only going to add benefits for the plants.
Okay, sure. I have just received for Mother's Day a mandevilla.
Okay.
I've not ever had one before. I know they need sun and water. But what else? I'm concerned because it has buds on it, but oftentimes the buds just fall off before they open.
Okay.
So I'm concerned that it needs something that I'm not doing.
Okay. And now, are you leaving it? Is it inside? Is it outside?
Bring it back and forth. I don't leave it out in the rain that we've been having and the wind. I bring it in on a covered porch. So it's been in and out.
Okay. Now, how's the watering situation going on with it? How often are you watering?
I water it every other day anyway.
Okay.
The soil seems to be good. I did add a little, very little soil moist to it. But I'm just concerned why the buds are falling off.
Okay, so a couple things. Now, it's one or the other of the way it goes, but sometimes when it comes to plants like that, a mandevilla, if it has too much water or too little water, it can actually drop its buds. So what I would like to see you do, now when you got the plant, it was in the container that it's currently in right now?
Correct, yes.
All right. And the base of it, it's just like a regular, like almost like a nursery pot, like a black pot, something
sure.
like that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, take a look at the base if you can pick it up and just make sure that the holes are exposed and the water can be coming out, right? That's one
right.
thing that I would just double check on. It probably nothing. It's probably doing what it's supposed to be doing, but it's just like to check. That being said, what I want you to do is let the soil dry out just a little bit in between. Right. Don't let it get too wet. And what I want you to do, and one of the reasons why I want you to do this, is to get to the point where our plants are needing the water versus having too much. Now, it's very hard to overwater a lot of our plants just because usually the plants can just keep taking the moisture, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I want you to let it dry out in between, because what that's going to do is that's going to help get us to the point where we know that it's not water issues, right? We're going to know
okay.
that it's not too much water. I don't
right.
think it is, but I think that that's part of it. Another thing that it could be, and I don't think this is the case, but it needs tons of sun. Obviously, it's a tropical, loves the warm weather. I think with the way that our weather has been going, it's very, you know, all over the place.
Right.
And, you know, not having enough sun could be causing this to happen. How are the leaves looking? Are they, you know, green, thick, very nice? Everything else looks pretty good, or are the leaves starting to lighten in color?
Not lighten in color. They're some of them have just turned black.
Okay.
And, now, you know, they just dried right up. But the majority of the leaves look very healthy.
Now, the ones that turned black, were they right on the top?
Yes.
Okay. When, how long ago did that happen?
Well, it's happening right now. I'm looking
so
at
just,
it right now. And there's leaves at the top that they've curled, you know, and then
yeah.
the leaves right next to them are fine.
Yeah, so what could have happened is, you know, you might have had a slight frost or something along those lines, or it just got too cold outside one of these days. And it caused some of the top to die back, because a mandevilla loves the warmth, right? It doesn't like getting
yeah.
into the 40s. It doesn't like getting into those temperatures. So that could be part of it.
Okay. Yeah.
So that could be another reason. Because when temperatures drop below 50 for a mandevilla, it's almost like it's freezing. It's not, right? It's not like a freezing temperature. But
yeah.
they're used to those very warm temperatures. And so that could be part of it, where as at night, or even during, you know, late in the day or early morning when it is in the 40s, and, you know, it's been like that the past week to 10 days, where in the morning it's really cold, that could be one of the other major issues that's causing this to happen. Because, you know, to a mandevilla, 40 degrees is like a freezing temperature, right?
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So that, could be.
I bet that could have been part of the problem. Okay.
So the good thing is the plant isn't dead. It's just, it's kind of shocked, right? So what I'd like for you to do is just let's keep it inside for now until
okay.
Mother Nature decides that, it's the right season. Because I swear, it's like
sure.
every week it's different. It has been. Temperature-wise, you just don't know what season it is. And so wait until we can see the temperatures overnight stay out of the 40s. Right? That's
okay.
where I would say one of the issues is coming from this. Just too cold.
Okay.
It's not a frost. We haven't had a frost. I just think that, you know, the Mandevilla in our area is finicky when it comes to the weather.
Okay.
But it
Very
should come
good.
Back.
Okay. That's
okay.
a big help for me. Thank you, Patrick.
All right, Eleanor. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we're going to take a break here. We'll get back more of your questions, more information on what to be doing this time of year in the garden. So stay tuned for that. We will be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do got a couple calls on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
There's lots of us not sleeping. Jerry's in New Hampshire.
Jerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, got quite a few questions on some plants. Blueberry
sure.
bushes,
yeah.
I bought them about 2 years ago, and they had some flowers on it. Last year they didn't bloom, and then this year they didn't bloom, and I used fertilizer on it at the beginning of the season. They're watered once a week or so. They get sun. What am I doing wrong?
You're not doing really anything wrong. Mother Nature is angry with us, I think, because that's what's really going on. A lot of the temperature drops early in the season, a lot of the just abnormal temperatures are causing a lot of this to happen. And so what we're seeing is the result of early issues to our plants. And so, like this past season, right, the temperatures that fluctuated so much this season, like in January, we had that really cold temperatures, right? And then in February, we had some really warm temperatures,
right.
And then it went all over the place.
Yeah.
And so what was happening is a lot of our plants, the buds just didn't get to form the way we wanted them to. And so there was nothing we could have done. There's really absolutely nothing we could have done, you know, on a lot of these plants. So this past year was because of that. The year before, it does take a couple seasons for it to get established into your garden and for it to really do what you're looking for. It's not like an instant going to do that.
Oh, I understand. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So that's probably the reason why 2 years ago it wasn't doing it. So I don't think there was anything you did. I think, you know, you've done everything you should to make it work. I just, the weather is just so all over the place.
Yeah. I even talked to them. I threatened them.
Yeah, well, that usually works, right? My dad used to say that all the time.
Okay. Blue spruce, balsam firs, and hemlocks. What's the best fertilizer? I bought seedlings. Some of them are 2 years, 3, 4 year olds now. But what's the best fertilizer for those?
So for those guys, you could use the Holytone, right? Perfect for an evergreen along those lines. So I would definitely be looking to use that for those plants.
Okay. Peace plant. Fertilizer for that?
Now, are you talking, when you say the peace plant, are you talking the peace lily? Okay. Okay, I just want to make sure. There are some other, there's like a perennial that has a name along those lines. You're not looking to go heavy on a fertilizer, right, for a peace lily. There's not a lot you need to, just a light fertilizing. You could use like an Osmocote if you wanted, like the slow release. You could use just like an all-purpose type, but you don't need to give it a ton. It's one of those things where even if you were to use, say you had like the Miracle-Gro wettable powder, right? A lot of those times those are 20-20-20. You would actually want to dilute that to make it like a quarter to half the strength. So it's not, you don't need a lot. It doesn't like a heavy fertilizer.
Okay. I have raised beds in my garden. And I got weeds around the edges of them, and I'm trying to get rid of those weeds. What can I use that would be safe for the garden, but get rid of the weeds?
Okay. So there's a product from Bonai that I would want you to use. There's a couple of them, and I what it would be it's part of the Captain Jack series. They've kind of branded it. It would be a dead weed brew or a lawn weed brew. I want to go over that a little bit more on the other side of the break because there is some information with that. So hang tight with me. Everybody else will take a break. We'll be right back.
You want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bonai to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonai, where gardening isn't scary.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA News Update. Rescue teams searching for survivors after three trains carrying over 3,000 people collided in eastern India. President Biden has signed the debt ceiling bill passed by the House and Senate into law. Public drag shows in Tennessee will not be banned following a ruling by a federal judge. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin clarifying the U.S. position when it comes to China throwing its weight around.
To be clear, we do not seek conflict or confrontation, but we will not flinch in the face of bullying or coercion.
The Magnificent Marching Machine from Morgan State University in Maryland announced they've been invited to France to perform next June in the parade commemorating the 80th anniversary of the Allied invasion that led to the World War II defeat of Nazi Germany. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Jerry. And his last question that he had was in regards to weeds around a raised bed. Now, I mentioned two products. And the reason why I mentioned two is because there's options depending upon what's going on in the garden here. So is it the weeds around the raised bed? Is it a lawn right there?
Yes.
Okay. So that's why I mentioned two. One of them is called dead weed brew. The other one is called lawn weed brew. So the lawn weed brew is the one you're looking for. That's going to kill weeds. It's going to kill, you know, it actually will work on diseases, some algae, other things in a lawn. It's derived from iron, so it's just it's basically the replacement. Bonite had a product that used to be called Weed Beater FE, which is the code for iron, capital F, lowercase e, the scientific term, right? So what it does is it treats the area. The iron can actually help green up the lawn, but the iron will also affect the broadleaf weeds and not affect the raised garden bed around it. Whereas the dead weed brew would actually kill grass as well. So that's why you want to make sure it's the lawn weed brew. It's the organic.
I was using moss out for my moss, which has iron in it. Can I use that?
Well, so it's a different calculation on the iron, depending upon what it is. I think this is like 27%. Take a look at the moss out. Take a look at the active ingredient and see how much it is to
it. It's very low.
Yeah, because so this is a different to it. So just keep that in mind. Okay. And the liquid form, what it also does, it will use the sun to help it activate, right? So make sure you're doing it on a day where there's sun, because it'll help. What it also does is it dehydrates the weed. Right?
Yeah.
And so with the sun, it's going to affect that dehydration quicker.
I can actually use lawn brew too with my moss if it's that high in iron.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why it's a moss killer, because of that iron that's in it.
Okay, is a liquid or a powder?
It is a liquid,
Right? And you can actually buy it in a hose end version where you just attach it to the hose.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Okay. It actually comes in, so it comes in a concentrate, it comes in a ready to spray, and then a ready to use. The ready to use is the trigger spray.
Okay. Also, just to refresh, the blue spruce, balsam firs, and hemlock, what fertilizer was meant for that?
The Holly Tone is what I would recommend for you.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. Okay. I have to go.
All right. Have a great one, Jerry.
Great information. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bill's in Rochester.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I found out that I have grubs in my vegetable garden. I've got a raised bed, one of three of them. It's 64 square feet. So I went down and bought a grub beater. That's a systemic product that had the active ingredients in it is imidacloprid.
Yep.
I put that in my garden. Did I make a mistake? Is that not safe for a vegetable garden?
Well, so one of the things, so you're in Rochester, New Hampshire?
Yes.
Yeah, so in Massachusetts, we can't even use that product any longer because of the imidacloprid. The imidacloprid, what it does is it affects the bees. And so when it's done the wrong way, right? So I personally wouldn't have used it for that, but it's not the worst thing that happened, right? It's not the end of the world. It's not like, you know, it's going to be the end of the world, right, for you. So, you know, you've used it. I wouldn't go at using something else for a grub control because you don't want to overdo it, right? You can overdo something along those lines, and we don't want that to happen in your garden.
Just let me interrupt for a second. Yeah. What I did was after I realized I think I made a huge mistake, I went out and I scraped off the top 4 inches of that bed.
Okay.
I put it in a wheelbarrow and got it out of there. Now, it did rain. We had a rain on it overnight, but the product sat down for like probably 12 hours. And so I've scraped it up and got it out of there. Can I still use that bed?
Oh, yeah, you definitely can. You know, one of the things, if you're a little bit nervous about it, what I would look at doing is getting a fast-acting gypsum, right?
Right.
So a fast-acting gypsum, the bag might just say fast-acting gypsum, or you can use like a product called Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. What that does is that can actually help basically clear the system out, get some of the things that you don't want in it a little bit quicker, right?
Okay.
So that would be beneficial for what you're looking to do because we're trying to clean the system out quickly. So that would help you so it's not,
okay,
not going to just sit in there because what it's doing is it's flushing the system, pushing it through instead of it just sitting there. So that's what I would, that's why I would do that, just as a preventative or just as an extra, just to be safe type thing. Now, there's a couple organic ways that you could use a product to get rid of grubs in the soil, right?
Yeah.
One of them would be actually diatomaceous earth. Mixing that into the soil a little bit would actually help. It basically, as the grubs move around feeding, it will cut up their skin, their exoskeleton, right, and break it down that way. That would be something that to look at. You could also use like a milky spore. You could use I'm trying to think. There is a, like, eight garden granules, even though it's a synthetic, The 8 actually can be used up until like a couple weeks before harvest, and it's not going to harm the plants, and you will not ingest it. So that could be another option. But the imidacloprid in Massachusetts, I think New York and California started to be banned in a lot of states in the area. So one of the reasons is the use of it can get to the flowers of the plants, and then it can affect the bees. So that's one of the reasons why it's being banned in our areas. But I think you're going to be okay, just based on what you've already told me. You know, changing some of the, ripping out some of that soil, doing some of those other things is definitely going to benefit you, and then look at using that organic product to help get rid of the grubs as well.
Just one more piece of the information. I only used about 4 cups on a 64-square-foot garden, you know. Then I casted it around at the top and then raked it in with a rake. So I don't know how much of it got. I don't think it got deep down into the garden.
The one thing that it does, right, is got to look at, you know, did it rain? Did it have anything along those lines? Because if it did rain, what happened is some of that got watered into the soil. And that's what happens with granules is once they get wet, they start to activate, right? And so that means they're starting to do what they're supposed to in the soil. Okay, so that could be part of it. I think the Love Your Soil or a fast-acting gypsum is the way to go, just to help flush out the system anyways, just to be safe. Even though you removed those 4 inches of soil, I think I would do it personally as just a caution. Again, it's not the end of the world, right? It's not, you know, everything's ruined. As a caution, I think, you know, to make you just feel like it's something else is going on, I think it's worth doing.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your help this morning.
No problem, Bill. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, using a product like that, like a imidacloprid, it's not the end of the world by any means. But, again, you know, just taking care of some of the things and seeing what you can do to release some of it is well worth it. I think that, you know, the imidacloprid had a purpose of what it's doing, but I just think at this point, you know, in a veggie garden, might not be the way to go. There's other items out there that we can use it for. Acephate's another control for some of the insects. We can go over that as time permits. And you know, but we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I have a further question about the imidacloprid because I'm in New Hampshire.
Yep.
And I bought I got a fragrant viburnum. I love fragrant viburnum.
Mm-hmm.
And before I got it in the car, the guy who sold it to me cut off a whole branch because he said it was dead, but I think some of it wasn't dead because it had that nice green, and then another branch just died. But now what's happening is some of the leaves at the top are curling in, and he thinks it's one of those, a viburnum aphid, and his recommendation is to use the imidacloprid in the ground. And I'm reluctant to do that, and I wondered if I opened, and he told me not to cut off the leaves, which I used to do on my hydrangeas. I just cut those off and get rid of those. But he didn't want me to cut the leaves off, maybe because it's a new plant. So I'm wondering, do I open the leaves and I spray it with a soap, or do I alcohol, or what can I do? Other than, and then he said it's going to be in the soil.
So if it's a, so if it's an aphid, right, and it's feeding on the leaves, it's causing the damage that it's doing.
Yeah.
We need to get to that, right? There's multiple ways. It's not just systemically. It is also, physically on top of it. And that would be, like, we could use an all-seasons oil. Now, I have to hit a break. Let me go into more detail on the other side of the break, because there is a little bit to it. So for everyone else, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you love them enough to turn off your music.
and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At 2CN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Ferrant Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Pat in regards to Shredify Burnham. And looked like it had some aphid damage right at the beginning. The gentleman who she talked to said to use the imidacloprid product in order to control it. So, for a long period of time, the imidacloprid is the long-term, I wouldn't say long-term, but it's the longer-lasting product to help prevent the aphids from affecting the viburnum. So imidacloprid is one of the options. That's why it's being said. That being said, you know, Massachusetts, a number of other states has moved away from using imidacloprid, so we look at other options. And, you know, I think this is kind of a two-step process anyways. I think that if it's really bad and you're seeing, you know, a ton of damage, it is something that maybe we need to spray with like an insecticidal soap or a neem oil or something along those lines, right? Neem oil is probably the better of the options, organic options to use to control it, okay?
Yeah.
But you could also look for a product with acephate in it. So acephate isn't as harmful. It's not harmful to the beneficial insects, right? But it can be used in the same way that imidacloprid was used as a systemic type to it. So that you could use that for the long-lasting effects of the aphids that are there. And that will go into the soil and take care of them that way. But right now, they are above ground. They're you know, they're in the plant, so spraying it is the way to go. I'm trying to think of where the acephate is the active ingredient in. I believe it's there is a new
they changed the label. It's it is an systemic insecticide that the active ingredient would be acephate, and that is one that you spray through the plant. It actually absorbs into the leaves versus putting it into the soil, and then will translocate through the plant that way. And that's safer than using the imidacloprid with what you're, for the flowers and everything, because that's where it could harm the bees, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if you want to just go strictly organic, the way to go right now would be with the neem oil to spray the whole plant. You're going to have to do it multiple times. This isn't like a one-and-done type thing. You'd probably end up having to do it about... three, maybe four applications every 7 to 10 days.
Okay. And I spray the whole plant?
Yeah, until it drips.
Okay.
Yep. So you want the solution to be dripping on the plant. That's going to show that it is hitting everywhere.
Should I open the squeezed up leaves and make sure it gets there with it?
At first, I'd want you to just spray everything and let it drip into there, because as the insect moves, it will start to come out and get the product on it. So that's why I would want you not to, because when you open it, sometimes it gives them room to move around, or when you open it, they drop and they'll fall onto other parts of the plants and not get hit. So that's the reason why I would say leave it be. And spray it that way.
Okay. So is there anything I put in the soil for them wintering over, or I don't know?
I wouldn't at this point. Okay. I think if you use the acephate product, the acephate will go through the plant and translocate, which means that it's going to be throughout the plant, and it would be in the soil to help prevent it. So I wouldn't be putting anything else.
Okay, so I start with the neem oil and do the acephate.
Yeah,
after?
That's probably your best bet. Start with the neem oil, control the insect so it stops the leaf curl. And then from there, that's when you use the acephate for the long-term results and to help prevent it.
All right,
Okay. All right, you have a great rest of your day, Pat. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
In the